about Rama, things of this nature, and then we'll talk about Chag. If there's any time left, a few minutes again, if there's time. Okay, Rabosei, we left off yesterday in the middle of a complicated matter. So I think I'm just going to go just mention without going into in detail. That was a question of the Shulta Gibran with the tour. What's called Mechavi, not Mechavi, because the bottom line is, we saw the Shulta, but most important for us, Shulta Gibran limits Grama to a case of Eina Mechavi Segregation. He denies the very existence of a Hetla Grama Bichlam. Now, not everyone agrees with him, but that's what he learns, and I thought that the best shot, therefore, in the Shulchan Aruch, Shina Medal Chav Gemel, was the Tazit's shot. The whole word of the Shulta Gibran Pshat Nagamara is that you're preventing the fire from spreading, that you're allowed to do. But to actually put it out, to have in mind to put it out, you may not do. And I told you the Beis Yosef and the tour, it's so complicated. I mentioned at the end of the show yesterday, it seems to be saying, if you have kavana to put out the fire, it's still going to be okay if it may not go out. Very complex, not the push-up shot if you ask me. Fine. Let's start today with the issues of Shabbos clocks. I do a malacha on Shabbos with a Shabbos clock. What does that mean? Right now, it's 1 o'clock.
Review okay. Someone wants to Skype in. Whatever you want to do.
Who wants to Skype?
Todd wants to Skype in. Whatever you
do. Sure. So if you use a Shabbos clock, so it's before Shabbos. I set up a mechanism. Or even on Shabbos. On Shabbos, I put on the light. So instead of putting on the light like this, boom. I'm going to use a Shabbos clock. I'll put in the thing. Put in 2 hours from now, the Shabbos clock is going to go on. Is that Issa Doraisa or not? So the Chazanish says it's called Grum. Problem is, the Chazanish himself is the one in Rabbi Kama who advocates the opinion which we call the opinion of the Yad Ramah, that if I do something now and some other force is working with me together at the same time, that's considered to be an Issa of my Maisa, with respect to Ritzicha, with respect to Nezek, we call that Kohach Amur, or Isha Mishim Chita. So the answer is that the Chazon Ish holds at the second side of the Mincha Shlomo Zalman, which we saw yesterday, which says, if I will take barrels and roll them down the hill and put out a fire, so I always assumed that it is a Malacha Daraisa. I did it myself. Takes a while for it to roll down the hill, so what? That's what I would assume. That's the first time of Shlomo Zalman's Shuvah that we saw yesterday. I think it was on the screen, right? Because that's what we have in Baralam, we do have. So that's Simon Yud Gimel. The Chazanish presumably holds it the second time. I wanted to bring it to Be'ikve Hatzon. Be'ikve Hatzon. Rav Shech, the Shalita, quotes from the Rav. The Chuan of the Rav here in Simon Zion. We held the other way. Page Mem Dal Tehei, close with the Rav. In a koach ha'acher poa ba'osa shah mamish, sha'odim otas pulosto shalom, o shal koponim maskel a koach ha'acher lifo techa v'miyad, im gemar pulosto shalom, os shabim mitzurefus kola asiyah elov, u'mikri hu balamaisa. That's Zohar Baruch Masayosa, right? I throw up the wind. Ach b'mikre, Shakoach o'acher einenu maskil lefol ad lachas man, ad yachak mar pula shalom, oz mikri grova. And he has rise, he thinks that the Pnei Yeshua held this way, and then the Sivas held this way, and then the Reb Chaim held this way, and the Chazon Ish held this way. But Mekama, he does, it's true. Based on the Tosfos of Sanhedrin, this is the page Mem Hei here, he says, the only time Tosfos says that an Eish is Yepata Mimisa, is Ruach Matsuya Shabo Achakach, like Sof Kamalabo. That's what he says. So it's all the same sheet. But the problem is, Chazanish himself is against what the Rav says. The Rav says, there's a Shom Shabbos, a Shabbos clock. If someone wants to make a Shinim Shabbos, that's not called a grammar. That's Malacha Doraisa, Kochacha Murbo. The minute I make the correction, the Darlis is turning to create that change. So where's the Chazanish on this one? And Hashem counts as an ally, but he's an absolute opponent. I was shocked when I saw it for the first time. I realized he probably holds it the second time of Shlomo Zalman. Not enough that your action begins right away. The Malach has to begin right away. Because Malach didn't begin right away. The Malach is rolling a barrel down the hill. It's not a Malach. Having a Darl turn is not a Malach. This is a dispute, Rabbi Osai, between the two dance in the Shlomo Zalman. It's two sheikhs. Two studded. But as far as the Ike Nakuda is concerned, if we look at the Shita Mekubetz and Baba Kama, Daf Nun Vav, this Chilek is Mefeish. That's for Nezikin. For Nezikin, Rabbi Osai, and for Misa, according to the Rove Post, we'll see soon, is considered my action as long as the other force of gravity, of wind, starts when I did my action. Remember, there's no specific action which is characterized as either an action of nezek or of murder, yes or no. Whatever you do to cause damage or kill somebody, he's dead. And the damage is done. When it comes to malacha, no, the 39 carats of malacha. Whatever else you're doing, you're rolling a barrel down the hill, turning a Shabbos clock dial, it's going, that's not a malacha. It's an action, not a malacha. That's what Shabbos did, according to the opinion of the Chazon Ish, which I believe is based upon the second shita we saw yesterday, Mincha Shlomo, Simen, Yud. On the other hand, Rabbi Osa, the Eben HaOza has the flip side. He says it could be a case of Zora V'ruach Misayasa, Yechayim on Shabbos, before Shigam Mara, that you'd be Potter in Ezekiel. It's also the Rak, said the Rabbash Chavav. Why are Potter in Ezekiel? Because it's not Bari Hezekiah. You're not sure if the wind's going to blow it and cause the damage. So therefore, you have a situation where you'd be chayiv in Shabbos, but put them in the zikin. The Chazanish case, you're chayiv in the zikin, put them in Shabbos. No steering. Let's discuss, in fact, we have the Shemir Shabbos open in front of us on the screen, the idea of moving Shabbos docks. I'm told Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zichron Levracha, refused to give a haskama to this sefer, it came out in its first edition, 1965, because of the Shabbos docks. He's made to play the Shabbos clocks, based on Rav Shlomo Zalman, of course. Although Rav Shlomo Zalman himself did not recommend it, we'll see soon, but he held those technically speaking books, and he refused to give a Shlomo for that reason. Kach Shaman. Yes?
Is there an option that it
would
be considered as Garmi?
Garmi is an Ezekiel term, and Shabbos is no such concept. Right. That's it. That's the correct term in Hilchos Nezikin. Since we're not learning about Rav Shlomo, I will leave it out. We have another issue discussing Shabbos.
And also, what's the case that you speak about now, like to make that to be turned off before or turned on?
That's what we're discussing right now. Let's take a look. Okay. Oh, this means that? Sorry. Woo. Here we go. Here, watch this. He gives a case where there's a Shabbat that has many little things. You move the dot, the circle, whatever it's called, whatever it may be. If, however, it's one of those situations where when you try to get it to go later, what you're doing is you're making it go off, and then you're making it go earlier, so you open the screw, you want to make it later. So what happened? When you unscrewed it, now it's not there at all. So it's going to go forever. So when you screw it, you move from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., that's not what you did. 9 p.m. it was originally. You want to make it an hour later. What did you do? You took it out. No, now it's going to go for the whole Shabbos. Now you put it in at 10 p.m., that's much earlier than it would have. It would have gone on to forever. That's not allowed, unless with Sorach Godel. What's Sorach Godel? He's assuming it's considered to be grum. Let's take a look. Let's So the Shmir Shabbos is clearly allow you to make it later, and doesn't allow you to make it earlier. The problem is like this, Rebbe Osai. Many of the Shabbos talks, you know how it works? It press, there's a little, I don't know what to call it. Whatever it is, you press it down, slide it along, and let go. You know what I'm talking about? That's not the most Shabbos talk works these days. No, not anymore.
They're pegs.
Yeah. Now they're pegs. So pegs are different. So pegs, it's very easy. You can take out a peg, so it's going to be later. That's good. Just take out the peg. It's supposed to be nine. And you had a, if there were two pegs before, a lot of pegs, you take out one. But if you take out the nine and then put it in a ten, that's for sure not allowed. And she says, well, what if you have it there at nine? First you put in one at ten, then take out the nine. That's interesting. I don't be talking about that. That's a great, I think it should be mutter. Yeah?
When you take the peg, the stopping peg, the thing that turns it off, when you take it out, even though you're planning on putting it somewhere else, for that moment, you cause it.
Exactly. So it should be no good. That's what I thought.
But in those cases, usually, like, you can spin it. You can spin the dial.
Spin the dial, yeah.
Close it, like, you know, the time.
Most spinnings only work to make it early, not later. That's just a fact.
Yeah, probably.
And you can't do it
back. Come out.
Yeah.
If you can spin it to go later, it would be okay. Spin the world, we say, is that okay? So you gain nothing.
Yeah.
The one that you could have done, you can't do. So you can't spin it either way. You can't make a later physically. You can't make it really halachically.
Yeah.
That's just suck. Oh, yeah, you have to make a new Shabbos talk with these. It goes the other way. Counterclockwise. Whatever it is, it should be the other way. A frum Shabbos talk. Anyway, what does he say over here? Look at what he says, a chiddush nifl. Harei kshu lo ches ala machog, hu motziyo b'chal pula. No, in some of the Shabbos talks in Israel, you press down on the, what should we use? The dial. Press on the whole dial, turn it, right? And when you press it down, motziyo b'chal pula, ken b'rega shu marpeh mimeni, let go, hu goreem l'kibu b'adlaka, v'avidumet d'hod d'sof ha'sif l'alon d'asrina, so you're making it earlier. Because once you press it down, it's out of commission. Why? You don't tell the guy, okay man, leave your hand until after Avdolah. Why not? That's what I would tell him. Can't be. Af shekibui mamish b'chai gav nevali yosef, wait till after Avdolah. You come up with groma, again, if Shimon doesn't assume it's a groma. Nira, lo b'chuyev l'lchot b'yonav kol ha-shabbos. So once you put your hand, once you put it down, you're not looking to say to left the Shabbos, left Avdol. Ah, but right, what right? You have to put yourself in that position in the first place. Chutzpah. Av shu machlis that's what the kach. Oh, chutzpah. We can't go lo matzino lochosh min haachnis atzmo lehet the grama. Look what's going on over here. Nothing wrong putting yourself in a situation. We don't rely on hetter of grama. Kol shkim chagav na shirak marpes yodav. Even to make it earlier, it's grammar, it's not so clear. We shall see. This is a chiddush nifla on top of a chiddush. Chiddush agabe chiddush. Chiddush one, if you make it early, it's only grammar. Chiddush two, if you push down, and then maybe we don't will be matter to even the chatchila put yourself into that situation. Watch this. Hold on. If it's out of commission, then it's only the Tzorah God. Look at this now. K'de'el ha'orakuf alf. What's this? Tzorah God. What's the orakuf alf? Shom v'tshuvus. What's kuf alf? Oslo v'nekak she'afsik ha'zer v'chashmal v'shom v'demes yosi. Here he says, you can make it later, you can't make it earlier. Later is no problem, he assumes against the Oznibru we mentioned before. But earlier, it's a problem with grammar. Okay, can't really should not be doing it. Except what? The chole, emos hakon, the mitzvah, mutter lasos kadeh shashon ha-shavos yichom ha-kamuk dem yoser. Uvavash shidol ha-chavi yadayim. Shilam adal ha-chav beis. Why? Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said in his Shuvah Yud Gimel, he's not sure whether the Shabbos chag situation, what status is it at? Maybe it's worse than grammar. See, it was turning it off. It's one thing, but turning it on? I don't think I can possibly do it. What's the habit of me to do it? Rav Moshe is a number of tshuvas, Rav Osai. Rav Moshe is a number of tshuvas. Now, something fascinating over here, practical. Here we go. What Chiddush Neira in Rav Shlomo Zalman? It's like this. He says, "Ein mechalken es apulos elochen acha ika machshavta. Ein mechalken ben pulos hotzos haboreg vatzerosa." Your board. I'm taking the pin out and putting it back later. Right? So you put it back later. Now it's really earlier. Earlier than nothing. No. We'll view it as one big action to make it later. Afish lechalik. Come on. What is it? Tom the Indian is the grammar. She sura kal tvei. Yesh dayim is that. He starts giving examples. It's a pellet to me. Achich machshavta im achalke plus the shtayim. To me, it's the chiddush nifrim of Shlomo Zalman, which I thought is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. I don't see how in the world we can say such a thing. Shlomo Zalman suggests we can say such a thing. God of the Torah said it. Rav Moshe Rav Osai says make it earlier, make it later. It's all an Issa D'Oraisa. Yeah, kid you not. All an Issa D'Oraisa. Issa D'Oraisa, mamash. I don't know why. Why? Why should we Issa D'Oraisa? I don't know. You want to see Ashay inside? I mean, don't trust me because I see it. It'll be funny. You're right, I never trust me.
You just have to see
it. See it. All the Rabbi Moshe says. You have to tell me what. Rulah has it shown Shabbos for Shabbos. Come off later. Earlier. Asur! To be a Doraisa. If you make it go on earlier or later, it's a Malacha Doraisa. Shabbos Amos says it's Mutter. If you make it go on later, it's a Doraisa. Doesn't tell you why. Go off? Well, he says. That's Ancient Lagufa. Rabbi holds halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Torah says we pass as potter. Says potter. Now I have a question about this. I thought the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabban if there's a pecham, and you don't need the pecham. Says shiur legufa. You go as a chayim. If there's no pecham, give the Rabbi Yehuda. There's no chiyuv the rice. Rambam says mechave gachel shemach. This is potter. Even though it's a Rabbi Yehuda. That particular part of Rabbi Moshe bothers me. I'm not exactly sure why he said that, but other than that, he doesn't explain. He just says what he says without any explanation. He also needs a deraisa even to make it later. In the same called the Shavuos Yitzchak. Does that exist? On,
you never know.
Try it. No one, you know, all of our tabs from yesterday, so we have to start erasing things. So. Maybe it happened. Shavuos Yitzchak.
I think that's it.
It's the
fourth option.
Shavuos Yitzchak. Let's see if they have it. That's it, Orange Radio. Chelik Vav. They have it.
Okay.
Vav. That's what I want. Vav. Look at that. Unreal. And everything here. Shavuos Yitzchak, and the following has a whole discussion about this. The pages. Oh, here we go. Whoa. Oh, I can do it.
Yeah,
I can a shortcut?
Yeah, there's a shortcut.
Pillay, boy. It's faster the other way. This is not as a mistake. And once we did it, let's just do it once we're here, right? Grum. I'm not sure. I'm not sure where to find this. Let's try it over here. Where's Grum? This is a Shon Shabbos. Well, let's see what happens. Just for the fun of it. What's Rav Moshe? He's as I know about Rav Moshe from him. I don't know. I never heard this joke in the middle of nowhere. If it's Moshe, we just read it. Is it the Raisa? Right? He just quotes it again. Unbelievable. He said the Raisa. Amazing. Let's go back a little bit in the previous pages and see what this tremendous Talmud Chacham says, quoting from Gedolei Olam, about the following problem. They were talking about the blank.
That's the load.
I went much too far. So sorry. This was a little Polish. We should have done it the old-fashioned way. Here we go. Watch this. Twice a month. Just going back and forth over the same territory. I apologize. All the Grumma stories that we spoke about yesterday. He has a whole chapter on this. Let's see. Sorry for my incompetence. Okay, here we are. Machshire Grama. What's the story? Right? There are all kinds of things. Refuah. Menia Samonea, right? So Pulsum, the whole story we saw about the encyclopedia. Okay, what's it then? So they're based on the technicalities could be mud. Fine. You can distinguish. There, closing the door, it doesn't do with the wind, doesn't do it here. Grama's Murkov and Matuchna on the Kachla, Sias Malacha, Baderam Zu. Ein Lodun, Kolcheli, Bamachshu, Kedorah, Fneatzma. Ruach Eish, and his Damnu, his Derech Mikre. And therefore, even though it's like putting a tryst in the air, the Machshu, Matuchna, it's not like Skiris does with Fneiruch. What's a Chazanish? Fascinating example. You do a Malacha through an animal. Chayim, everyone knows that, right? So too, Chaznish says, if you're doing it through a mechona, a machine that's already going, and the person mechamed the machine to do the melacha, it's a meiser for Shabbos, a meiser for Shvius. So writes the Chaznish, a big yisod. Not the same as the wind. The wind is not in your control. Either it comes or doesn't come. This, right, it's not the same as the wind. Tachas shlita sa'odam. As opposed to the wind, which is not in your control. And this kind of machshavta. Okay? And don't tell me this it takes a little bit longer. Doesn't matter. Even if it happens later on, that's the whole story of our sugya. Okay, fine. Now, Achiyed goes to Shuas Yaakov's grandson. We spoke with this yesterday. Shildiki Borin, Eina Mechavin, Abne Nezer, Al-Chiezer. Okay? Zer Emes, we spoke about it before. Machshir Zer, Shul Murukov, Metuchlon, Nekach, Lassos, Molocha, Al-Yadod, Bederach, Ha-Folozu, Ein Lodon, As Shilu, Vachalokim, Bemachshir, Kizimun, Ha-Kankana, Metalation, As Bederach, Mikra. Chayav, Gabinassis, Ha-Molocha, Lachazman. That's what he says. Mamash, Machshir, Es Chayav. Now, during the week you don't do it. Oh, let's say it's a shinui. What a great trick. Let the least be a drabana because it's a shinui. Chazanish, Chaim Moisit rejected. What's the case? There's a discussion about they wanted to milk the cows on Shabbos with a shinui. So he says as follows. Can't be. Chaim Moisit. Ain't shim yisol lezeh levat the melacha d'oraisa l'at ha'ed shinu. Ki if you taknu be'ofen no'os l'rabin, they make it in a techie way, and then we can use it, it's melacha gemura, and it's out. Finished. That's what he says. Heard from Rabbi Yoshev, the grammar stuff, Minyas Monea, it's not grammar, it's Maisa Gama Nizikin, and the Lechas Machshevis. Not comparable at all to opening, closing the door in front of the Ruach, as Halperin had suggested. Hosam and Shachas Ben Ruach Ben Aner, at Sivas a Ruach and a Chashiv and Maisa Kibu Yesh. Here, Shemetuchnan and Kach Meikara, at the Ephelos and Bofens and Masigim, as Hotel Sora Tuya, based on Chazish Ben before, then Rambam with the Shvarim, it's a Dorais. Mamash Dorais, he doesn't go for any of these schools. And this is what he says. Klirechav Zora HaMiyucha L'Shimush Nechav V'Zekenem. Kal Noah, as we saw it before. It kinebo L'Tzorach Shabbos Man Geno Nafala B'Derech Groma. So met. Osum Yidina. Doesn't like that one either. Hamshachat Matzav. Doesn't like that either. Footnote. Oh, Shemati. Here you'll find a way. Without any Yisrael Medina, it's a Piritzu Gadola with the Chazir with the umbrellas. The same story. Okay, I thought Rav Karel had said it, but the Rav Eliashiv also said exactly the same thing, and Rav Moshe also said it. Rav Moshe said exactly the same thing. Same thing. All this is prohibited. Can't be grub if it's made to work in that fashion. In that fashion. Okay. Now, this. This Nakuda, Rabbi Osai, is important. Shem Zalman is a pilpul. He said yes, he said no. Baba Khaliva says it's a problem. Even though it's a koachacha, it's a problem. There was a big tumult about the Chaliva. They want to get Goyim, there was a tumult about the Chaliva. I'm not going to just show one comment on this, just one. We don't have time to. Time is very short today. A lot of things to do, and time is short. The one comment I have to show you. Here we go. Chazanish said, "Im shile bas shaon ha-kaposa manul shalach ha-shmar b'shabbos, hun shichab al-zman yadua, choshiv groma." There you go. Grama, great. Oh, says it, no, not so pashut. Watch this. I just told about a case. It was mishtamesh the kibui ha-chashmal b'shabbos b'sh'on me'orer mekani. It's a mechanical alarm clock. And you put it near the mezek ha-chashmal, near the plug. The koshim chut b'kotzei ha-wech on the boring at tzitzel b'sh'on. Tie it onto some alarm clock. And the other side, to the power source, the olden days, at that time it would turn around and it turn it off. That's different. That's an alarm clock fundamentally. You happen to put it, attach it to the milking device. It's not one unit. It's a quirk. You happen to put an alarm clock near a milking machine. That's what he says. You're not going to say the combination of the pipe for the milking with the animal is one thing. Two different things? That's grum. But today, it's the Shabbos are so advanced, and so what he calls here metuchnan, it's all part of the same unit. It's much worse. Much worse. Much worse. And in this discussion, Rabbi Osai, in this discussion, he says the whole issue of the milking is not lemaisa. Chazish gave an idea, you put it on now, on the udder, and it's not going to come out until later on. So that's the question of the Lord's grumma. But the problem is, Mabitsiya is not that way. That's the problem. Adayelo nimsa derach shemavticha shlo yetzei cholav klal v'shaz halboshas tzinur achaliv ala behema. V'zeh, ein efsharus ma'asis lishtamesh v'chi heter zeh, v'zeh shlomo zalman wrote. The Chazish is saying it's only theoretical. I mean, one word bothers me over here. Mafticha? You have to be sure. I feel as long as you're not sure, it's okay. It's not a segregation. So I'm just thinking how I are on this. If you're not too sure that no milk is going to come out, that's my comment as far as this is concerned. Nara Bosai, we said this, you turn our attention to the Encyclopedia Talmudit, and we're going to see some fascinating stuff. Yes, sir.
Is the point that the rationalism involved doesn't make a difference, that it could be different than the ruach, because that's nature, and it's electricity, it's not like real nature?
It's not nature, but it's certainly, you know, a force which is in your control, as opposed to, as opposed to the wind, which is now in your control. Let's take a look over here. Oh, I can't do this, right? I have to stop at the beginning. Let's go stop. Sorry for this. I apologize for this delay. Watch this. What happens if you took out the bulb at my house every single Shabbos? I took out the bulb before Shabbos, right? Every Shabbos, we remember Friday to unscrew the bulb. Mut lift up, Baruch Hashem, and open the refrigerator. Not so simple. Af al pi shayidei ha-psicha hu mechaber eschute ha-chashmal shemin ha-meseg v'yad ha-nura limkar ha-zerem. In other words, the coil which goes from the power source until the bulb is now going to have, what's the word we use, voltage? What's the right word you said? There's going to be something in there. Something's going to come into those wires. It's broken. It's not going to go anywhere because I took out the bulb. Well, I unscrewed it. But something's going in there, apparently. Hasn't that's mutter. That's mutter. Why is it mutter? I something happened electronically based on what I did. Ein kan magal sagur. There's no full circuit. Ein zerem zorah b'chudim. No current. Ein kan shemisser. I made metach. No problem. Ein choshul dekach. Kemish ein miskav the metach ein tzarech lo. That's the psak which we accept the halacha lemaisa. Even though there are those who may be more strict. Who knows? Who knows? Now, even if there would be a bone app, if the current went through, this is not it. Why? Why? Watch this. The reason it's given is like this. Kevin Chenim Eskavin L'Shum Tovelas is a psikreishin shlo nichalo umut l'malachot d'rabbonon, and it may be even better than that, because when it comes to Makab Apatish and things of this nature, if you don't care about the famous Magad Mishnah, Perikim Beis Kol Shabbos, it's nothing with nothing. That's why I think it's considered to be in the category of Heter Gomer. Heter Gomer. Heter Gomer. I can't show that the Ha'oris, because once I get to the Ha'oris, I'll never get back here again. Remind me to get this. Look at footnote 32, make a note. We'll make all the notes now. We'll go out of order. Okay? And besides that, there are those that there's no issue not to find a heterim. There's no issue in the first place. Now let's talk about elevators, Rav Osai. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, that famous footnote, which is, we spoke about already a little bit. We never spoke about going down the elevator. We spoke about going up, never spoke about going down. This is the longest footnote, I think, in the entire Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Shlomo Zalman's attempt, Rimata, to go down in an elevator. Perek Chav Gimel, footnote, Kuv Samavav. Okay? Chav Gimel, Rabbi Osai, Kuv Samavav. page. Which paragraph are you in? You can, no, I don't want this. Okay. How do I get this?
Yeah, so I move the bottom bar over to the right.
Get this. This should work. Right page, Hashem. Okay, watch. Malit, can you go in? Can you out? Look at the hour. Watch this. Shabbat Shalom is Amen. Came in the Rak Malach is Machsheva. So it's the Torah. We once said before. Yordim lo nase shum chiddush o shinoi beketzav ayirish on the mouth. Nothing changes. Rav Halperin says it's not true. He's over Malios for Shabbos, elevated than Shabbos. He means Rav Shlomo Zalman must mean no visible change in the pace. Because it's going on faster when you're in it. Just not, it's not discernible. L'haktim o'liyache, sh'regam b'lodeya nasa kol b'dir kmo akshav, lo hana ma'ezah shel odom, lo nasa adayodo shim dover. It means rias. Did we once read this before together?
I think so.
I'm not going to spend too much time. We once read it before. What happened anyway at the rias of all these funny riots that Rav Halperin spent so much time debunking in his Malias for Shabbos in Perek Tes. I can't spend time on it now because it's going to take too long. This is the main point of Rav Shlomo Zalman. So nothing would have happened, but exactly the same thing anyway. Nothing would have been different. Nothing brings other riots. We saw this, and we had about the, you put water, and there's already enough water in the puddle, right? All that stuff. Nothing changed. Rav Halperin is so angry. I told you, my sister's father-in-law, Dr. Professor Bennett, was making fun. If someone's shechting a chicken, I shecht the chicken on Shabbos, it would have been shechted anyway. It's not exactly the same case. But that's what he says. Fine? That's point number one. Point number two. Watch this. Kevin she'adam ha'yored noch ve'eino osa klum. Even if you're old, if you're throwing you on a baby, you consider it to be a rotzeach. But if the elevator, we did this last time, right? Would have crushed him anyway. I didn't do anything. Period. It lights some kind of a candle. A light goes on when you get to the bottom floor. Only the elevator car did it. Not me. Would happen anyway. That's number one. All this is number two. This is super. Ksir lo sasa kol melacha. Mistava de masha nasa gam shu yoshen o meis. Eino kore klal b'shem oseh. Kevin Shemarakit, this master is a valid groma. Hove, read a matchel, rak achakach. And a machadish klum, can I call you an asked the Lamia Masa? Here too. It's nothing. He didn't do anything. That's point number two. So again, Shlomo Zalman's point number one is nothing changed in the result. Discernibly, gosh, how much is that dead wrong? Number two, the fact that your weight achieves it, it's not a mice. Had he been dead or asleep, same would happen. Not considered to be his meister, Rav Halperin says. That's wrong. What's point number three. I ain't last meister looking for the Raisa. Without a Raya Barura, can't be the Raisa. Why can't it be the Raisa? Hanechnos in Madayan Zukukin Gamma Koch HaKashma. Those are the people who come in, they need electricity. Establish Rav Halperin. Why? Choshev kila chashmal yochol, v'ha'odem eina yochol. Kema shachashmal omed muchon kol hazman lahorin lahalos, benim yesh ba'anoshim benim ein shavish. Yurida hakach ayadei chashmal la'acha sh'odem kvar nimtza besocho, mistabak kedamoran. It's only considered a gorem lahokil ma'at nisam masa, v'kil temim isayaya rabosai. Zayach was in. Comes up hot, but he says no. That's also wrong. He argues on all 3 points. How can that be wrong? You know what he says? The way it works, the minute people come in, the computer knows to produce less electricity. So at that point in time, the amount of electricity that's produced is not enough to achieve the desired result. So it's Zayach and Zayach. So that one say back, wait a minute, Rabbi. Had he not been there, it would have been more electricity. So he'll say back, yeah, right now there isn't. It's a fascinating dispute. Is that called Zeh Yachol or Zeh Ein Yachol? Electricity could do it by itself? Or no? Right now it's producing less electricity because it's relying on the one produced by the people. That's called Zeh Ein Yachol or Zeh Ein Yachol. Fascinating, fascinating, fascinating. Okay, Adka. I want to show you this inside if I can. Encyclopedia, we had encyclopedia before. Start again with it. Then we get out of here. What is it?
I think I just pressed the X accidentally.
So I'm out of responsive?
Yeah, but we can get back in.
How do I do it?
Yeah. I'll just do a quick thing. Really can talk all
I feel so bad. I wanted to show you inside in the encyclopedia. I apologize for my mistake. Where Rav Halperin says,
reopen closed tab on the bottom. On the bottom left, reopen closed tab. Right there, yeah.
Perfect. There you go. Thank you.
Techies here. Thank you. Let's go back here. Whoa.
Very
brass.
System.
Yeah, that
one's
way.
What's up on top?
This?
Yeah.
There you go. I just want to show it to you. Oh, man, we lost the whole thing. I just want to show you this one thing because it's so fascinating. Take me a few minutes to get this. Just one last thing over here. Page Tuf, Rej, Sadi, Ches. It'll take you a while to get there. You'll tell me when I get there, please. See a number, let me know.
Tuf, Rej, Sadi, Ches?
Yeah, it should be somewhere here. Where is it? Okay, here we go. Same Mamish, right? That's what Shlomo Zalman says. He says, no. Look at what he says. It's not true. Kema she'achshav she'esh b'nei adam b'malat po'ches ko'ach ha'monoa. Nimzah she'b'matav zeh ha'monoa levado eni yochol. Adam levado eni yochol. Shnayim she'ozo zeh eni yochol, zeh eni yochol. Echad is chayav. Each one is chayav. How do you like that? A Chiddush Nifla in Rav Halperin to counter what Rav Shlomo Zalman said. All right, that's what he says. It's hard to me to say who's right and who's wrong. Seems to me you should not go down an elevator unless it's an absolute chasat chak, because you really shouldn't be doing it. Fine. Now, Rabbosai, I want to show you another quote from Rav Shlomo Zalman in Minchas Shlomo. Discussed this topic before, and we'll discuss it again even today, but I want to show you this citation in particular. In Simon Yud, so like refrigerators. Yeah, help me find the Ost Days. I'm looking for hay. Gimel, Dalet. Zion, whoa. Well, okay, end of hay. Watch this. Look what he says. Watch this. Yesh ledas. You see that in the parentheses? You should know. Talking Yiddish, talking English. You should know. You should, what should you know? Yesh ledas, you should know. There's a central heating. Or there's a some kind of a candle there. What about Chanukah candle? It's coming up. Say there of Chanukah. It can happen this Friday night. Hov ein har bechamtzen becheder. Yochol kol adam lirol shetechef in psichas adela shel acheder. Nasa shinoi belahava shel amenorah. V'yimeira yosef. Check it out. It gets a little bit higher. ונסבר לי ממומחים שהשינוי הוא לא רק במידס האור וצורס הלהבה, אלא שינוי הוא גם בעצם שריבס הדלק וגם הפסיל מסקל מיד לשוב יוסר נפט. Our opening shear, right? The Abnezer said, that's the Yisur of Mavir, using a consuming more fuel. Rebbeinu Shalom. Nitzah Poseach, Delos Kazub, Belal Shabbos, Rebbe Mavir, Bekoch Rishon, Psikresh, and the Nichalom. He wanted that he should go on. Shamati, Sheyesh, Tanu Rechimum, Shagam Behem, Rohem, Shatech, and Psichos, Adelos, Shal Cheder, Hashal Hebes, all of the Heim, Heim, Mavir. Your oven. Nachshal Shalachi, Tzarechim. Ech Kofen, Beshabbos, Korah, Gabi Haner. How do you put a Korah on top of a Ner? That's his Kasha. Look at the Gemara both sides. We haven't looked at the Gemara yet. Or the Shulchan Aruch for that matter today. Let's talk to start now. Kuf Chof Aleph Amen Aleph. Let's open up. Please look it up. Kuf Chof Aleph Amen Aleph. Give a look, please. Kuf Chof Aleph Amen Aleph. The Mishnah. Kofin Ka'ara Gabiner. You can put a dish, says Rashi Lacheris, Agabi Haner, says Rashi, Uva Shalom Yechabe. Okay? Let's go to books and I'll right now. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. How do you do that, ask him Shlomo Zalman? What's going to happen when you do that? We know what's going to happen when you do that. It's enough for the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah, it's Mutter. It's mutter. Harim yad bios of a mixus viashem at abatach teg lo yichav legamri. Possession of my avir vayed makten miyadas hashal heves. You put a thing, it's going to make the fire lower. Umach also yosem yishem istap it mat b'shem v'emener. It's going to lose more of its height, its size, and if you take a little drop of oil out, kam istap it avadish shoragam lohosem sakar emirtah. Otherwise, the vat from the chana, after the miyad shemaisu esakora makas avir, harayu teichuf mavir. And how do you put a pot off a kira? Air is going to come in and make the fire bigger. He's right from himself to tumid. Ta-da. Sorachi has no terrors. There's no terrors, Rabosa. And the truth is, you have to say it's mutter. Yeah, I have to say it's mutter, but the question is why. Take a look in Berloch, this is awesome. Reish Ayin Ches. Reish Ayin Ches, open up. Shlomo Zalman is proving it has to be mutter, but in Berloch, this is awesome. Reish Ayin Ches, please. Please look inside. It's page Nuntes in our print, it's line 2. The nearest portion to the Lavdavka Kriya also to it should go out completely. To Adin the Hashpil Ora Ma'at Kamken also Bakola Shemba Sakana. Kayadua, everyone knows. Tamata Sa'or Ubaklam Machaba. Uchanal Bakama Makamas. Rebbeinu Shlomo, we're doing Rebbeinu Shlomo Zalman's Kashas. Kayadua, who said it's true? Let's take a look and see the Rambam and the Mefarshim and the Rambam to get a better handle on this from both sides. Here we go to classical sources. Classical sources. Rambam and Mefarshim. Mefarshim and the Rambam. The Mefarshim on the page. We're also here?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. No.
It's a different...
Different category. Yeah. Go back to the Rambam himself, right?
Mefarshim
Rambam Aladav.
Aladav.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have no choice but to go this way. Hilchus, Shabbos. Okay. What? Shulchan v'shutfen. First of all. Pressed a mistake again. Links. I must be on links, I guess. I lost the very first one. The first one is Agos Maimi. The very first one. Watch this. The Marami Wittenberg he quotes. Right? Look at that. Look what he quotes over here. Watch. He says, oh, Hanukkah's in here. He saw in France, no place but the Hanukkah, put on the door itself. Okay. Mukhsa Shailas, not arguing right now. Oh. Ain lo makshu boseach for Noel. You open and close the door. Mata Hashem and Hashava lapsila mimeno. You move the oil or the wax either towards the wick or away from it. Nimtza mechaba o mavir, either one. Can't be. Why not? The kamod v'sof pirko lo amin and shemesh shebener b'shoshu dolek mehai taima. Ela mishum. Let me bust us the davar ha'aser. Let me show you the gemara. Rabbosu, it's the gemara mem zayin amud aleph, the top line. The top line of mem zayin. Why can't you carry a candle on Shabbos? Hanach lener shema nupsila hoel denaset bustle the davar ha'aser. Frek the Marami Wittenberg. What? That's a din derabbanan of mukta. Should be considered mechabel mavir. You move the candle around so the oil is going to go this way, go this way, go this way, go this way. What a gaval de garaya. The chayra. We'll see soon. Uve perikol kisve kuf chof ner shagav etav lemenar etav vino felas im kofsa kofsa shemata Hashem lefalav ol yachram nitzim mechav ol mabir lo shayach yagav ne mechav ol mabir. Oh! Says in Hagos Maimini klor. If the fire gets bigger or smaller, it's nothing. Nothing. Against, as if Shlomo Zalman sort of proof in various remarks, against the Bir Halacha. Number two, Afilu is Shayach Davish. If even if it is Shayach, he says Lo Shayach. He doesn't give you the reason why. Presumably because it's not going on or off. It's just making it bigger or smaller, which is a chiddush. Afilu is Shayach Davish Shein Miskavim Mut Lo Psik Reishu. It's not a Psik Reishu. It's two separate Aterim over here in the Hagos Maimi. Two separate Aterim. Why is it? I guess the oil is getting bigger or smaller. It's not a problem. We saw that in the Shemir Shabbos in a few places. We'll come back to a little bit. However, Abosai, open to the rush, if you don't mind, here in the 16th Perek, Simon Tess. Simon Tess. Simon Tess. Please look inside. Ner Shachori Adelis. Okay? You open the door, it's a gracia, etc. Vere Pirish. Shaner Takua Bachori Adelis. Uvipsichas Adelis Uvinilaso. Mirachik es Hashemin min Apsilo. O Mekarbal Apsilo. Exactly the opposite of whom? That goes Maimini. Exactly the opposite goes Maimini. Look in the Korban Asanel, hey. Says, "Atchila sinin koi, afilo lahach pirusha dafka kedarko, ama benachas lav psik reishu." What's the Magen Avraham? Quote from the Smag. Ama masherot alochiach din zeh miperakir dafka benvov. But the Marami Rottenbrook's raya. You also the talta lanevish and bosses go to dolin. Lo also mitam shem merachek o mekarav Hashem and the shramel of the benachas lav psik reishu. I ain't shom. Eini roe bekanshim raya. The diag atamud shom et etoni Rav Shimon kovsa mutal etatula mashma kol shalo kovsa. Kagon, a new phrase now. Ner shekove v'holech. Polin Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon. Afagav de ein bo shemen. The head of Bishas daf mem dalet, Rav Osai. If you take a look in the Gemara of Masechta Shabbos for a second. On daf mem dalet omud aleph. Mem dalet omer al, this concept exists. Ner shakava, a candle that's about to go out. Ilu at him. Rav Lezer Shimon Omer mistabik min haner hakove. What's a ner hakove mean? A ner that's about to go out. That's what we're talking about. There's no shem in there. It's about to go out. That's what the Torah and the Sanhedrin knocked off the Raya. In any event, the reholds, forget the segregation question. The reholds, if it gets bigger and smaller, it is an Isser. The Rabbi Rutenberg holds it's not an Isser. So we thought the Machlokas in the recent Poskim, it goes all the way back to the Gdolei Rishonim. Gdolei Rishonim. Now, is it in fact a psikresha or is it not a psikresha? Look at the Mordechai Rabosai, Simen Tov. It's a separate shmuel. That's not the fundamental discussion, but it's an interesting question. B'mtzias, is it or is it not a psikresha? So, the Mordechai Simen Tov says, look inside. Look inside, please. Enter Simen Tov, page Chavav in our print, column 2. Kosev Amaimini. Dach sheposech v'no kedako light rav. Those have a psikresha, the Vali Yichabel. Ava benachas v'nizer v'shol sheposech v'shol shenoel mutter. Not a psikresha, Rabosai. That's a question of Matthias. I don't know who's right, who's wrong. Fine. Now, Rabosai, we learned the sugi on that mem zayin. Let's open it one more time, and then we'll see it in Shulchan Aruch. Again, one more time. We've been here before. Time to be here again. The last words of the parrot. Shani hocham neshem mekarev es kibuyo. That's our text. What does it mean, mekarev es kibuyo? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? What does it mean? So Tarsus explain what it means. They made it zera. You may lift it up. You may lift it up. If you lift it up, you're putting out the nitzotzos. Tos quotes the rach. No. Different girsa, he says. Not mekarev es kibuyo. What's the girsa over here? Mekarev kibuy. That's the guess. That's text that's printed by us. Or kibuyon. Okay. Or the other text may be zman kibuyo. Let us look in Shulchan Aruch and see what it says over there. See what it says over there. Open the Shulchan Aruch, please, if you don't mind. Reish Samech Hei Dalet. We've been here before. You'll see the text as we have it in the Mechav. Reish Samech Hei Siv Dalet. Not the pshat that you're afraid you're going to pick it up and cause it to go out with your own bare hands. No, you're going to make it go off earlier. It's going to go off earlier. That's what it says. Why? Why is that true in point of fact? Why is it true in point of fact? The Rach talks about it a little bit. Pirish, the third wide line of the Rach. Kevin Shenoflim Anitzotus B'mayim Miyad Nichbin. The Mechava says, Mekarev Zman Kibra Nitzotzos. If there would have been no water there, it still would have been on. Now that there's water there, it's off. So you made it go off earlier than it would have gone off otherwise. It's a whole different verse than Rashi. The Mechava passes like Rabbeinu Chananel. Nonetheless, Rabbosai. Says the Mechava further. Just want to make the oil higher so it'll illuminate better. That's permissible. It has to be permissible, Rabosai. Has to be. Why does it have to be? Because otherwise, how do you light anything? Look, the oil itself is going to put out the Nitzotzos. That's it. It has to be mutter. There's no alternative. Has to be mutter. Now, how do you define enem miskaven, Rabosai? What does it mean? So my plug is the Taz and the Mogen Avraham. What do the words mean? The most common case. There are many homes, when they light a Hanukkah menorah, they put water on the bottom. Anyone in your house do that? Never saw it?
Seen it.
You know why? Why put water on the bottom? Why?
To raise the oil. To raise it.
Why?
To
see it better.
Yeah. So the air can get through it.
You can have all oil and have it higher.
It's to save money.
Save money? Could be one reason. Oh, dear Shlomo. The oil makes a royal mess on the bottom. If it's above the water, it's cleaner. It's not going to make a royal mess. Now, I'm asking you a question. Is that Eina Mechavim L'Kibur? Is that Mechavim L'Kibur? I want to keep my menorah base clean. What do you say? Is that considered to be Mechavim? Or that's considered to be Eina Mechavim? I'm asking what you think.
Yeah, Mechavim.
You think it's Mechavim?
Yeah, otherwise you have the dirty candle base.
No, but B'Alacha says, hold on. Let's read the B'Alacha. Miskavim L'Kibur, Pirish. Shemiskavim. Look carefully. Let's take a look. What's he going on over here? He's going the words. Yesh Omrin, the Ramah says, I feel Miskavim L'Kibur is also Shari. What's Miskavim L'Kibur? Shemiskavim She'acha Shi'ichla Hashem and Yiskavim Ha'teichav V'lo Yiskavim Ha'kli. The task was that Miskavim L'Kibur. So you said. But the Mogen Avraham, I don't think holds that way. The Mogen Avraham, I don't think holds that way. The Mogen Avraham seems to say over here that that's considered Eino Miskavein L'Kibuya. That's called Eino Miskavein L'Kibuya. Okay? Because you don't want to put it out, you just want to protect the Kli. Where can I show you this? Ah, let's go to our Onchot Shabbos. He's been dormant so far, he's going to come for a big comeback end of the Shiur today. He's going to be the star, the closer. Oh, Shabbos, oh, what page do you have to have it to add over here? You know what we're adding over here, how many pages? Oh, no, let's try 10. Oh, I can't see where we are. Okay, 16. He had 16, remember? We're not finished here. Watch this. Points out. Oh. Kavara sa'adam in the sinus of Mayim, she appeal or yishav lo yishach in Yad Marzeish. My case, my house. Is that Meskaba or not Meskaba? What's it in? Right? You don't want to go out. Just don't touch my kli. The Taz. The Chavin, we saw quoted in the B'Alocha, the Smag, quoted the Magravam's understanding, ain't a Mechavin L'Kibuy. So it's a Machloek, it's Gedolia Poskim on this question. So what's Mechavin L'Kibuy? You want to save your oil. Ooh, you're cheap. Then you want it to go out. So Yishar Mat Shemin, Yichab Amai Mas'eish, I can save on the oil. Well, it's not so clear to me this is true. You want to save on the oil, you're putting in a little bit of water. So that water, you want not to be able to waste so much oil. But all the oil that's there, you don't care if all the oil that's there burns. It's not so clear this is even true. You feel what I'm saying? What are you saying over here? You want it, the little bit of oil should be saved. Okay, that's what he says, but I'm not sure if we're... What we do in our houses is considered in that category or not. Take a look at Bosa and see what the facts are. The facts are unclear. Look at the Rush, please. Paragimel Simul Chav Dalet. Now, I don't know, I'm not an expert in facts, that's for sure not over here, but maybe you are. Paragimel Simul Chav Dalet. The very last sentence. Mashinostim Maya Benerish and Schulas are going lampish. Aim is emission the car of Kibbutz. I feel that Yosef also ground Kibbutz, Hocha ain't can ground Kibbutz Klal. You know why? Dafilu lo yiten the toch o Mayim, Kishayichle Hashemen tich be Apsila, the aim is sinas Mayim and Marama Kibbutz. A statement of fact. by the Holy Rush. Putting in water won't make it go off 1 second earlier. When the oil goes out, it's gonna go out as soon as you run out of oil. Water will make it 1 second earlier. Says the Bir Halacha, over here. Bir Halacha, Kevish and Miskavin, over Rosh Kosav, the Shema ain't Kibu Klal. So therefore, Abosai, there's no problem. Not the miskava, not miskava. You know, there's nothing to be miskava too. It won't go out a minute earlier if you put water on the bottom. As soon as the oil goes out, it's going to go out. Your kavana is completely irrelevant. My nafkamina, Abosai. My nafkamina. Shabbos? Yes, b'nichusa. What's the case? So even in Shabbos you can put water on the bottom. Why? There's no change in the Metzius. There's no change in the Metzius at all. Nothing is not going to go off a second earlier. As opposed to the Mechaber who holds that it is Makar's Man Kibuya. And you're allowed to light a candle for the Chola, you're not allowed to make it go off earlier, so you wouldn't be allowed to put water on the bottom. It's a big machlok between the Mechaber and the Rush. Look and be Alokha, Rabosai, and Miskav on the Kibuy. We saw before. Right? A little bit further. Watch this now. Look what he's saying. Shashemen Korob Lamayim Miskav Haner Av Shadayin Tzad Shemen. A different Metzius, Rabosai. He's claiming that even though we would think that the water has no impact, oil runs out, it stops burning. Doesn't run out, it keeps burning. Wrong. Even before the oil runs out, the fact that there's water on the bottom as opposed to some piece of metal is going to extinguish the flame earlier, Rabosai. Who is a scientist enough to know who's right? Machlokes and Matthias, Pashtus. Between the Rosh and the Be'alacha and the Mechaber. The Mechaber says it's going to go earlier, we just ate a Mechaber. And the Rosh is not going to go earlier.
Do an experiment.
Yeah, let's do it. Got a whole week, Chanukah, that's a good time to do experiments. So come back to me on Monday and tell me what happened, what was your experiment, what came out? Only way to say it's not a Machlokes and the Matthias, which my Rebbe never liked. The machlok is the coral loops aggression. Could be. Usually it's going to happen that way, but not always that way. Maybe. I suggest. Huh?
If it's insignificant, like
maybe it's insignificant, another kind of situation. It's significant, so it doesn't count, like we said before. Good, two possibilities. Now, I both say we only have another 20 minutes. I wanted to talk a little in the parasha. We'll see if we have just even a minute. Let's go back to the Rosh Hashanah. Go back. Oh boy. A little bit inefficient with it going out of order, but where are we? Okay, we're here. But right here. Rabosai, Isha Mishum Chitzov. The famous Gemara, it's on the Ma'am HaKomus. Did you see this one? Baba Kamachav Gimel? Oh. Isha Mishum Chitzov. What about, what kind of din is that? Of course, a beautiful footnote. Yosef says it applies to Shabbos. But Rashi's Girsa, in Baba Kamachav Gimel, look at the Marashal. Isha Mishum Chitzov, Urak La'arba Devarim, V'lo L'chayv V'ritzichov. Even though the Gemara Chav Beis seems to say differently. You remember the Gemara that's, who loved Baba Kamia? Raise your hand. Remember that expression? Man de isli mishum chitzov, isli nami mishum amono. The traditional pshat is, there are two ways to be chayav, one or the other. Rashi says, no. Mamono is magbil, it limits the chiv of chitzov. It wouldn't be chiv of tzicho. That's the famous so-called chidush Iran in Masechta Sanhedrin says that way. And he quotes the Nechaz Chinuch and the Nachaz David. And the Revelvula, the famous Revelvula in Ratzeach, says that way. And then afterwards they show me around the Sanhedrin that proves the point. It's not considered to be your action. Not considered to be your action. So you shouldn't be considered, it's not a malacha. So it's not a malacha then. Look. Lechel Shabbos lo amin ishmish kumchitzav. Abne nezer. Hey. It's true according to Rashi and then there was Chidush Yeran and many other gedolim. Okay. Chazanish. Look at this. Ika kpeidu al Torah ha'odam ha'malacha. The kemah shepegiyas ha'esh beitz lo'hoysa mikoach ha'odam koach ha'ruach. It's not considered to be a malacha. But the Chaznish says, no, but the Kamadav Samach, Liba Volim Saruach, Mashra, Bichia Gavlin, and Shabbos, Yechai, Vishim Zohar, Baruch Messayoso. Shem Malacha Salvaro Chayevas, they all say, they call Chodom, so to Isha Mishim Chitza, Rabbo Sai. Big Machloik, it's good only a post with this Nakuda. There's another story. Even those who say, the Isha's Mishim Chitza, there are significant limitations. What are they? I'm all saying. What are they? So Chaznish is only Malacha Shedagonos to be Atzma, Havara, Zriya, Mizora, I should say. But Ichor and Aydei Koach Adam, you don't say it. Toysi Rashi will become a Levav, say, may it be so. But Isha Mishamchitza, no difference if you bring the fire to the item or the item to the fire. Okay? That's only true for Nezikin. Shabbos not that way. If I put objects in the way of the fire, I didn't do anything. You need malacha shiyosai a day on ma'asi odom. Avshin is chash from lechas havara shemaruch star from the ma'asi odom shehevi es ha'esh v'olicha al ha'esh es ha'esh merochom nech shem ma'avir im lo'osa shum pula ba'esh rak b'chafotzim shenistrifu ein zeh b'geder ma'isov. He quotes Gemara Shabbos at Kufchof. Hamamet kli cheres mlei amayim bedaka shalad the lake of shegiyah the lake of the spark of a candle comes to age. Ain zakir be a diamond the gomer be alma. Af shakir of dover eitz ala age. Lo choshev osa malacha be a diamond. Okay, that's a very important limitation. Number two. The number three is the most amazing. A toisis in Sanhedrin by Mekamah. They were by Heshet Boaz HaNofash. I put a snake on you, the snake kills you. Am I chayv? Arihich nisyonu b'fi ha'nochosh, u'bevara yekishenu, t'ruach metzuya, isha b'shem chitza, what I answer, shani osam, de'ein ha'eres ba'olam. The venom is ein ha'olam, it's still inside the snake, it's like it's not here. Hard to see b'sach frangat tshuva, what about electricity? Is electricity like the venom of a snake? Right now it's not here. Or should we say differently? The venom of the snake, now it's not here. After the snake spits it out, it is here. Electricity is never here. You can't see electricity in your whole life. You can't see it. So therefore, even though right now it's not here, it's not viewed as something which is not here. It's never going to be here. Now you have to look in the heart to see whether that's considered, this would apply or not. It's a remarkable idea in the Chazanish with an expression. By Nezikin, Sonui Lifnei Hamokom Hanezek. Hashem hates the damage. By Shabbos, quote, Torah Ha'odam Bemelech Aschol is Sonui by Hashem. It's like poetry. But we have to do it on Hashem. That's how he makes this distinction. Fine. This being the case, Rabbo Sai, let's turn our attention to Shabbos clocks. One more time. If you change the Shabbos clock, look inside. Is it Masi Yadayim or is it Grama? What's the story? Tells you how Shabbos clock works. Should we say that Tabas HaShon is like a Ruach Metsuya? We said before in an earlier footnote, Ein Bezem Isha Mishim Chitzav. He quoted Tosfos in Shari Shonim. Isha Mishim Chitzav only says, Be'ofen Shemais Yodim Yotzer Es Iker HaEish HaBoeres. I light a fire. V'sorefes. The ruach rak moldi chosam mimakom lemakom only transports my fire from place to place. Ala ba'ofen she'ikar ha'malacha nifelas ha'adei ruach. Just the fire itself only came about through a wind. V'adam osir rak ma'asa ha'chonas lima v'lipsa ruach. Ein v'zeh din isha v'shem chitza v'agroma bi'almo. Baba bas v'chavav raksa, the famous sugya. Ein zeh nechshav l'mazik bi'adayim. Baba kamasamach lima v'lipsa ruach. Ein kamay sugya v'agroma. Quotes of Maram Shik. Chelik alam simin. Kuf Nun Zayin. The second reason why it comes to Shabbos Lach is because you don't say Isha Mishum Chitza by Shabbos Lach, except by Havara, which is Derech HaMelech that way. Dark on the other side of the Masa, Yashir Shal, you put on the light directly. Do it on Shabbos Lach, it's not Chayev. So too, you put a light on light normally. So it gives two reasons why putting on a light to a Shabbos Lach would not be Din D'Oraisa. That's a Chiddush Nifl. Let's see this. Shuvis, Maram Shik, for a second. What happened over here? Shuvis. What happened? Press the wrong button again. Sorry. What? Another Maram Shik? Maybe other Maram they have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 marams. Not the maram shik. Sorry. Okay, look it up. Okay, back to where we came from. I tried the week before. Where were you just a second ago? Here?
Yeah.
I'm afraid we lost it. Let's see. No, we didn't lose it. But. Okay, so let's now go a little bit further. Okay, watch. Rabbi Mishabas. Only half. Let's go further. Watch. Rabbi Shari. Ain't a miskaven. Smutter, perhaps. By the refrigerator, right? That's the shulta giborim. Hanamiri, that way, I looked it up. Yesh Mefarshim, Sikresha Begroma Shari. What's the case, Rav Osai? The Gemara on Kufkov, take a look at the Gemara, open the Gemara, please. Kufkov in the base, please. What to me is going on. Says the Gemara Kufkov in the base, line 7. Ner shal gabi tabla min nairis at tabla vihino fellas and kufsa kufsa. Frek the Meiri, Gewalt. It's going to have an impact on the flame. Answers the Meiri, no, it's a groma, it's not chazman. And psikresha's mutter. What do you see from here? As long as it is not immediate, we can call it a groma. Shmir Shabbos Kulchasa, Perik Yud Beis, they call it Nunalf. We call it in Gimel, al gevaldige kula. Shvichas mayim lekiyor, v'ofen shamayim zormim derech tzina shamegiyim lekakas, which happens in camp all the time. All the sinks are faulty in camps. You put on the netilas yadayim, and it goes through a pipe, and ends up in grass. Oy, gevald! Shemazamaz materit. V'keiv an sheposa koach ha-shofech. V'agos ha-mayim el azrom nechshem es gromo, because it happens a little bit later. It's very important kula. Apparently, if Shlomo Zalman elsewhere had a bigger chumra. If you look in Perek Aleph, he has a chumra, it's a suffix, he's not for sure if it's true or not, in a shadow of a daraisa. But here, apparently, Shlomo Zalman is making on the shem. Okay. I want to talk a little bit about the parasha of Chanukah just for a few minutes. So again, we're going to start. Monday is a Chanukah shiur. Okay? And Tuesday, we'll start with the Chazar. Let's talk a little bit about Hanukkah. First, if you have any questions about Hanukkah, Lemaisa, I have to answer your questions. So I have to light candles. Anyone have any questions? Yes.
I live in an apartment.
Good, light your apartment.
What, like inside?
Inside, sure. In America, I have a license inside.
Only for...
You're an Israeli. America, I have a license inside. Am I right? Is that a true statement? Just
not,
about.
Not my father.
That's outside?
Yeah.
It is. The Eretz Yisrael, but most people light inside. Yeah.
If I live in the Reuben dorm, is it better to light in the lobby or in the cafeteria where we eat?
You eat all your meals there?
Almost.
That's your dining room. So it's your dining room. And in the lounge, is where lounge? Is it on the way out or is it somewhere tucked away?
It's right by the entrance. Yeah, I think so.
When you walk out, you see it?
I think so.
You see it on the walk out? It's like what you speak of.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That may even be better. It says it's supposed to light on the opening of the chotzer to the mob. There's a tremendous fight in Eretz Yisrael between the Prisgrov and the Chazanish in apartment houses. Do we view the hallways as a chotzer? That's Minhag Yerushalayim. So you should light, therefore, on the entrance to the apartment building. Or no, Chazanish says our hallways are public property. Not literally, but no one walks around in our hallways of our apartment houses that different than in the street. But in the old days, the chotzer was semi-private. That's the Chazanish Pshat. So on this basis, there are those who are very strongly against lying downstairs in the lounges. The Fiani is 90, even the Chazanish might admit. Wasn't in our dorms. Our dorms, the guy goes down to the basement doing the laundry, that they wouldn't walk that way in the street. At least I hope they wouldn't walk that way in the street. I think people view the dorm as... let me ask you by a show of hands here. Do you view the dorm exactly the same as you would view a hallway of an apartment house, or a bit more private?
More
private? That's what I thought. So I think that even if the Chazanish in an apartment house in Eretz Yisrael, we don't normally have tashmishei chotzer, as he puts it, in our hallways. But the dorm is different. It's yesh l'akol to do it downstairs. That's your question.
Is there any advantage to put more oil that you could light longer?
The Briskerov lived opposite the Edison movie theater. It's famous. Now it's a Satmar housing project. But he lit. He found out when the last feature was over. He was not a movie fan, you will imagine. He found out when the last movie was over, and he made sure his candle lit till that time. Kach Shema. Why not? Max the lesbian so many to clear him on the show. And why is that still 4 in the morning, I think, until people are still awake.
Even inside the apartment, that's...
No, so it's as long as all the people are up. Yeah.
We have a question from Todd.
From what? Todd, yeah. I don't see him. I don't see him. You see him?
Yeah, because I was like using my computer.
Okay, good.
In terms of like, once the month for lighting comes, in terms of like, are you allowed to eat then?
So strictly speaking, you're supposed to light right away and not eat, but what if you're not home? If you're home, you should light right away. Unless you're waiting for a family member. I'm a big fan of family. Family to light together, if it's at all possible, especially spouse, husband and wife. So you wait. Chofetz Chaim waited. They asked the Bakasha, Rebbe, you wrote Mishnah Berurah, you shouldn't wait. He answered the following marshal, beautiful marshal. One of the Masechta Shabbos. Let's open the Masechta Shabbos. Open up. Masechta Shabbos, the Sugya of the Chanukah. We'll start it now. We'll see a little more on Monday. We can start very, very one citation of the Sugya of the Masechta Shabbos, which the Chofetz Chaim quoted in that story, which I assume was a true story. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I'm told that it really happened. On Daf Chof Gimel and Beis. The Gemara, the whole discussion of priorities. We don't have enough money for one thing. Ner Chanukah. Okay? Ner Chanukah is against Ner Besov, Ner Shabbos. Pshitali. Ner Besov and Ner Chanukah, Ner Besov Odif. You know why? Mishim Shalom Besov. Shalom Bayis. Says the Chofetz Chaim. My wife is out in her store so I can live and learn. My Shalom Bayis requires that I wait till she comes back. In a beautiful quotation. Shalom Bayis Odin. It's Odin to knock off Ner Chanukah completely. Kavachom is Odin to wait an hour till she comes back from the store. I was raised by my wife no matter what. Yes. How long? No matter what.
No, I'm saying also to not eat until.
Oh, so that's another question. Not eating, the Parsha Pshat is, you should like, that's why you shouldn't eat. I'm not lying anyway. I'm not lying anyway. Otherwise, you're going to forget. Set up the menorah. You guys all have these funny watches which have these all kinds of things that can, their cell phones go beep, beep, beep. I know people have it all the time. Beep, beep, beep. Remind them to say Kriya Shema, remind them, like Mary. Whatever you have a reminder, string on your finger. Then I think it's a lot easier. If you're hungry. If you're not hungry, you can wait a little longer. It's one urge. Yeah?
What do you think about the chumra from the gas for students who go home to do 4 days, 4 days?
I never heard of this one. What's the chumra?
They need to consider the place they are in to be considered as their partner of their mokandir. He said they should like 4 days in one place and 4 days.
We at least 4 days. Yeah. 3, 2, or 1 is not enough.
Yeah.
Lania's dieting. Everyone in this dormitory has two homes. You're very wealthy people. You have a suburban home in the 5 towns. And a pied-à-terre in Manhattan. Not quite Fifth Avenue or Pi or whatever, Central Park West. It's on Amsterdam Avenue. Okay. But you have two homes. You like either
river.
Of those two homes.
It's on the river.
Either homes. Yeah.
Just Erev Yontif, what does Erev think about Thanksgiving?
This year the holidays. His kin bechab a halav odah. Look at Gemara. We'll end with this. We have to go down the middle. Look over here. Chav halav halav beis. The famous Gemara. Right? Famous Gemara. The medium sized law. The shana cheres kvom vasom yomim tovim v'halav v'odah. What's odah? Thanksgiving. Mefurish. Mefurish. So you should thank Hashem. For number one, all the good things that he does for you. Yes, you can include as a Moshe writes in his tshuva. Thank Hashem for placing us in the Malchus Shel Chesed of the United States of America with all of its faults. There's the Malchus Shel Chesed, which after the Holocaust with Moshe took us in, we were able to learn Torah here, and then we're able to survive and to thrive. You can thank Hashem for that as well. Happy Chanukah to one and all. I'll see you with Hashem on Monday. Start the Chazara, but we did a lot of things until now. Whoa. We are very broad Chazara.